Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 6, 14 to 20. Mark 6, 14 to 20. Herod Antipas, the king, soon heard about Jesus because everyone was talking about him. Some were saying, "This must be John the Baptist raised from the dead. That is why he can do such miracles." Others said, "He is the prophet Elijah." Still others said, "He is a prophet like the other great prophets of the past." When Herod heard about Jesus, he said, "John, the man I beheaded, has come back from the dead." For Herod had sent soldiers to arrest and imprison John as a favor to Herodias. She had been his brother Philip's wife, but Herod had married her. John had been telling Herod, "It is against God's law for you to marry your brother's wife." So Herodias bore a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But without Herod's approval, she was powerless. For Herod respected John, and knowing that he was a good and holy man, he protected him. Herod was greatly disturbed whenever he talked with John, but even so, he liked to listen to him. Reflect with me, dear friends, on the theme, the weight of moral choices. In Mark 6, 14 to 20, we encounter the intriguing account of Herod Antipas' perplexity and moral dilemma when faced with the presence and actions of John the Baptist. This passage explores the theme of moral choices and their consequences, shedding light on the complexity of human nature and the influence of personal desires in decision-making. There is a warning and an edification from the text for all of us. Firstly, a warning for us to beware of the clash between conviction and temptation. Herod's internal struggle serves as a warning against the clash between personal conviction and worldly temptation. His wavering between the reverence he held for John as a holy man and his desire to please others, particularly Herodias and her daughter, is a cautionary tale about the potential consequences of succumbing to external pressures at the expense of one's moral compass. But then secondly, there is an edification for us to uphold moral integrity. John the Baptist's steadfast commitment to righteousness and truth, even in the face of danger, offers a powerful lesson in moral integrity. Dear friends, this passage encourages us to be empowered by our convictions, to stand firm in our commitment to what is right, and to resist the allure of compromise when faced with moral dilemmas. So why don't we take two questions for reflection now? One, have there been times in my life when I have faced a moral dilemma, and how did I handle it? Two, how can I strengthen my moral integrity and resolve to make decisions that align with my values, even in challenging circumstances? Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom and strength to navigate the complexities of life's moral choices, Help us to recognize the clash between our convictions and worldly temptations, and to choose the path of righteousness and truth. Empower us to stand firm in our commitment to moral integrity, even when it seems difficult or unpopular. May we be inspired by the example of John the Baptist to always prioritize righteousness above all else. Guide our hearts and minds in making decisions that reflect your will and bring honor to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.